Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Starting with the NFL, the league has postponed tonight's primetime matchup between the Steelers and Ravens until Sunday afternoon. Baltimore has placed at least 7 players on the league's COVID-19 reserve list this week, including defensive end Calais Campbell and offensive linemen Patrick Beccari and Matt Skura, who were added yesterday. The COVID-19 reserve list is both for players who tested positive and those who had close contact with the case. The rest of the day's schedule is a go. At 12:30, the Texans take on the Lions, and at 4:30, Washington faces the Cowboys. In college basketball yesterday, number 4 Virginia opened Mohegan Sun's Bubbleville event in Connecticut by crushing Towson 89-54. Also, number 3 Villanova rallied to beat Boston College 76-67. In women's college basketball, UMass ripped Bryant University 82-54. In MLB news, the Rockies have traded pitcher and Latham native Jeff Hoffman and minor league pitcher Case Williams to the Reds for relief pitcher Robert Stevenson and minor league outfielder Jameson Hanna. The 27-year-old Hoffman, who attended Shaker High School, was 2-1 with a 9.28 ERA and 16 relief appearances last season. In hockey news, the National Women's Hockey League said this next season will be limited to 2 weeks from January 23rd to February 5th, played in a bubble in Lake Placid, New York. And Islanders defenseman Johnny Boychuk has decided to retire as a result of an eye injury sustained last season. Boychuk required stitches and plastic surgery after being cut across the right eyelid by the skate of Canadiens forward Arturi Lehkonen on March 3rd. And lastly, Argentine soccer great Diego Maradona died yesterday at age 60. His spokesman says he died of a heart attack. Maradona was among the best players in history and led his country to the 1986 World Cup title before later struggling with cocaine use and obesity. The office of Argentina's president says it will decree 3 days of national mourning. I'm Jesse King.